Blog Talk Radio.
Outlaw, we lawless. We ballin' out, nigga, regardless. Everything BBS, we flawless. When I stunt on niggas the hardest. This nigga so hot, why they ain't got what I got? My mind box, my watch, my heel block. My fat knot, my swag is top notch. My fresh spot, bring cash and I'll stop. My nigga rock, just came home from Comstock. I got shooters, they ain't got what I got. Got this lock, got stunt, non-stop. I get it, then I blow it how I want. Why not? My bitch cold, I mean hot. Sure shot, come through in the drop. Hold the clock, why not? 9mm, 9 shot, thick rock. 9 carat stone, I'm in my own zone. Outlaw, yeah, we lawless. We ballin' out, yeah, regardless. BBS, yeah, we flawless. We do what you gotta do, we do what we wanna do. Yeah, outlaw, yeah, we lawless. We ballin' out, yeah, regardless. BBS, yeah, we flawless. You do what you gotta do, we do what we wanna do. You wanna get shot, go ahead, run up in my spot. My lawyers, they had me out by 1 o'clock. Go ahead, get dropped, tryna take what I got. My diamonds twinkle over my eye dot. My gun pop, tell me why would you try that? For turbo, Cayenne, I'll buy that. G5 jet pilot, I'll fly that. Burn good shit, get as high as I get. My mind sick, I'm criminal minded. Shorty ass fat, I wanna bump and grind that. Groovy love, bitch, your left breast, I'll sign that. I'm CEO, ho, you ain't no.
Outlaw, yeah, we lawless. We ballin' out, yeah, regardless. BBS, yeah, we flawless. We do what you gotta do, we do what we wanna do.
Yeah.
Outlaw, yeah, we lawless. We ballin' out, yeah, regardless. BBS, yeah, we flawless. You do what you gotta do, we do what we wanna do.
New York, party of the year, my spot. These bitches look so good, oh my god. Looking at the man in the mirror, I'm so hot. Sure they wanna cut cool, make sure the dough lock. Off with my Gucci, down go my Louis. Out come my Huey, do me, baby, do me. Like a porn star till you hit my spot. My bedrock, back and forth when I'm on top. My back shot, they're sorta like rap rock. I give it all I got, non-stop till sweat drop. I damage a wreck shop, I come to correct. I give up what you need till it's hard to breathe.
Outlaw, yeah, we lawless. We ballin' out, yeah, regardless. BBS, yeah, we flawless. We do what you gotta do, we do what we wanna do.
Yeah.
Outlaw, yeah, we lawless. We ballin' out, yeah, regardless. BBS, yeah, we flawless. You do what you gotta do, we do what we wanna do.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Streets Radio, Fresh Fridays, your boy G3MZ. You already know, man, another week, another episode of Fresh Friday stuff. You know what I'm saying? Going in. New music, of course, got a lot of new music. You know what I mean? Got an interview going on that's supposed to go on with Miss Marche. You know what I mean? If you don't know who that is a new porn star. You know what I'm saying? So all you freaks and pervs, Go check her out right now, real quick, MissMarche.com, you know what I mean? And, yeah, man, we about to get a popping with her, you know what I mean, a little later. We got Fresh Friday, I mean, not this is Fresh Fridays. We got Fresh A Mess going on, I mean. Mm-hmm. Later on today, Young Vinci going for his second week with Get Your Hands Up. He's going to go against Mississippi Sip with Wheels Spinning Low. So that's going to go on a little later, see how that goes. And like I said, man, exclusive new music and all that is popping. You know what I mean? Got if you want to send your music to Fresh Fridays, make sure you send it to FreshFridaysMP3s@gmail.com. That's FreshFridaysMP3s@gmail.com. You know what I mean? Be sure to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and all that, Streets Radio with a Z, G3MZ718. Hit up Miss Fifi, N-A-B. You know what I mean? Yeah, man, we getting it popping. So, I mean, we about to get right now, you know what I mean, get our minds right and shit. About to get in some music, get a nice little music run going. You know what I mean? If you want to hit me up, like I said, on the Twitter or Facebook, or you could call in 646-478-3243. Let's go.
These record labels don't want artists to talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
We get to talking too much, we just might put a union together.
Mm.
And if we unionize, they can't win no more.
Rest in peace, PMC. 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 Rest in peace, PMC.
Take it off, bitch, bend over, let me see it. Take it off, bitch, bend over, let me see it. I say take it off, bitch, bend over, let me see it. Take it off, bitch, bend over, let me see it.
Okay, I've been the galaxy in the sky. Rain hit my building, make my wonder cry. My uncle on that gin, it's like genocide. We got them pillow tanks, we can have a pillow fight. When my girl ever wasn't feeling right, and despite she extra nice, she start catching feelings, I'ma catch a flight. She say I hurt her feelings, now she dating Dyke. I'm glad this ain't no movie, you ain't acting right.
Okay, take that shit off, bend over, let me see it. Take that shit.
Ten soldiers, we the opposite of bend sober. Girls on each shoulder, codeine and cream soda, different weed holders. California, you can smell it in a coma. They say the world is finna end, so I made me a bucket list. All I wanna do is just fuck, so this my fucking list. Even if we ran us a train, you couldn't fuck with us. And yeah, I got me a bang roll, I need a bunch of ones.
Take that shit out. Let me see it.
Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way.
Brooklyn! Chief Radio.
In the bread,
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 in the
just me. My name ring bells, I'm known in the streets. I'm on a my city, my guap, my cheese, my dough, my bread, my cake, my green. Can't see me, less than $5. Don't fuck with the industry. I am the streets, they seen it for free. I got the remedy. Really, see, I never been average. I'm always killing beats. Flavor, see, I'm not gonna have it fake when you meet the beat. Now, NAB is what I'm repping. Live in New York, but I'm from the south. And KC is Midwestern. Snuff, I duff a bitch for trips. Don't trip, we snuff our competition when it comes to the grit. No slips have been about my pesos. You really know how the game go, nigga. It's time to cut the check. Bitch, I
true
say so, I will
true
go.
Lady.
Hell, thank this meal for these lyrics I possess. Focus, when getting rough, there is no rest. You messed up with the best, Miss B. I know you haters can't stand me. I've been about reparations to my whole ass.
Yeah,
man,
I'm gonna get that bitch, put the cash her that dope in the bread. Put the cash her that dope in the bread.
Got no bird flying. Ain't got no
and your boy bling 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 bling. It's the CA thing, and I'm the CEO. That's my team. My team. My team.
I'm a Ruger, nigga. What it do? Real nigga nation, come join us.
Come get down.
Benefit, what up?
I see you.
M-Dot.
What's up?
Gunny gang, nigga. Rap money slow up, crack paper pick up. Get the bins clean, scoop the whack haters, bitch.
Come
up.
Here, huh?
All them niggas say good things when they bring rich up. When they mention Albo, they always bring snitch up. Mention my name, motherfucker, you bring them bricks up.
Uh-huh.
I got them dropped off and plus picked up.
Ooh.
Fuck a lame nigga, I never trust a dirty hoe. Love the rap game, but these 50 bricks gon' earn me more. I got birdies wrong. And I never watched the show, but I fucked a few blondes out of Jersey Shore. Emerged from the crack pot, and turned into a jackpot. Was last seen in a Ferrari, ho, yeah, black drop. Set the streets on fire, nigga, no matchbox. No lighter fluid, show you how we do it. We would take it to Spring Mat, bring it to NY. I got pounds of sour, let it go for like 6'5".
Overseas on a beach and I'm peace with the trees and the breeze. You creeps don't know a fuck about it. Nothing but a pocket thief. Talk about your peace, talking back and sweet. See what happens when you're stuck without it. Say about it, I know you're scrubbing cowards, lying all the time. No straws that you suck about it. Family fucking flowers, funeral time. Doing your spine cause you wanna see who fucked about it. I brush up out it, just a bunch of potent. Wanna end this up, talk to some plugged about it. Internet geeks who never been in the streets. Venomous pen, pardon me, on them I just speak. Let my thumb on the beat. M darts on your lips like your mouth. Do I come on the trim of a teeth?
With the chemist, give you 50 on a pack. That's my hustle is incentive. La Costa Nostra, when my life is over, remembered as a soldier for math, not a snitch like Whitey Bulger. Recognize when you look into the eyes of a connected guy that exercises gangster right that the rest despise. Camera shy when it comes to the feds. She's my bank account for double the bread under my bed. You crying in 100 grams, eyes on 100 keys. Up to me, there be no fiends seen in recovery. Wild drug enforcements make you want to forfeit 19 charges later. I can't cop without a forklift. S-class swag, money machines count the cash. Wanna put me under the jail, dungeons of Alcatraz. In the scheme of things, I'm hearing things. Who you fooling with? Cut off your ear if your earring gleams, then you suing shit.
Make sure you know when I'm coming around that you know that
I'm loving the fool with.
My grunt is so raw and it's got so long poker, you know that
I'm loving the fool with.
I guess you get what you deserve. Deserve.
Y'all hear me?
Pardon me.
You ain't ready yet.
I guess you get what you deserve.
You ain't rapping raw. Roll down and relax.
I guess you get what you deserve.
Y'all hear me?
Do I have to check it? Whack time again.
As the minutes go by, you about to get it. No lie.
Y'all hear me?
Do I have to check the time and time again?
As the minutes go by, you about to get it.
And that looks like that is her. So let's go.
Me.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm chilling. If you don't know, we got Marche on the line right now. You know, still up and coming porn star, or did you come already?
I still think I'm up and coming, but you know, that's a relative term. So. Huh?
All right, so for the people that don't know, let them know, you know, how long you've been doing this and, you know, your experience doing it. Like, was it what you expected or what?
I've been doing porn for about a year and a half now. As far as what I expected, I really didn't have a whole lot of expectations. I don't know. I didn't know that, you know, being a plus size female, it was going to be a little bit harder. But that genre is, you know, slowly becoming a favorite among a lot of people.
Yeah. Well,
I definitely
like the genre. Six, and I say you do some good work. Definitely.
Thank you.
So, is there anything that you wouldn't do, or if the price is right, it's whatever?
I don't do anal.
No. With a big old thing like that, were you scared? That sounds
like everybody always assumes that because I do have a big butt that
yeah,
I take it in the butt.
They don't know. Go check that out. So, crazy.
Nah, I don't take it in the butt.
Is that personal life, or is it just something that you just don't do?
I don't do it at all, personal or on the movies.
Okay. But I know you suffocate niggas. I don't know that. I seen the video, you were suffocating this man.
Yeah, I do like to do a lot of face sitting and suffocation. I'm not really a real dominant person. So that doing those type of things kind of took me in a different element. So it makes me be a little bit more dominant than I am.
That's what's up. So let's see. How many movies have you done so far? I know I've seen the list. It was a lot so far. Are you working on anything new?
As far as like movies that I've done so far, they're probably about 12 or 13 you can find on DVD. And I've done like numerous websites as well, so probably about, you know, 10, 11 websites. As far as working on anything new, like any specific DVDs, not at the moment, but I am working on my site, so I'm just stacking up content for my site to get that up and running, hopefully before the end of the year.
All right, make sure, let them know the site right now so they can hit you up on that.
It's MissMarche.com. If you go there now, it just shows coming soon, and then it'll show a link to, like, my Rude page. And also my Twitter page. And on the Rude page, you can find some of my earlier work, my beginning work, you know, I first started, to kind of just give you a little sample. I also do live shows on there occasionally.
All right.
And I also do requests for private shows as well. So.
Wow. Okay.
Now tell, like, what is Rude? Rude.com.
Rude.com is like a, it's like a porn social networking site. It's kind of like for amateurs to kind of display their talent. And there's a lot of professionals on there, too. But Rude has a lot of, you can upload videos, you can upload, like, free videos or paid videos where people pay to see those videos and you get, like, 50% of, you know, whatever you set the price. You can do private webcam shows where people pay for your time per minute, you know, to watch you on camera. You can also do what's called a live house, which is just, like your webcam just being on in your house or apartment or whatever. They can't hear anything, but they can watch you. It's sort of like a voyeur cam. And they can just watch you go about their daily life. You're not doing anything particular. When I used to do it a lot, I would have my webcam, my live cam, like, set up in the living room. And my living room, where I had it set up, you could see into the kitchen, and you could see into the bathroom, and sometimes I would sit up in the bedroom, just depending. And, like, if I was just cleaning the house, like, people can, like, tip you, so I would get a lot of tips just cleaning up, just not, you know, you don't have to do anything particular, specific, just, you know, just go about your life, and people will watch you. I've had it on while I was asleep. And woke up and saw 3 or 4 people watching me sleep.
Wow.
They just want to see you, that is all, huh? But they have to pay for that, right?
Yeah, you do have to pay for the live house. If you're like a paid member on the site, you do. If you're another, like, producer on the site, which means that you upload videos and stuff as well, it's free to those people.
All right, that's what's up. All right, so we got a couple questions from the chat room.
Okay.
We
got Mark Stack. Well, shout out to Mark Stack, and he's representing Tulsa. So he's out of Tulsa right now. He said, he has asked you, he was like, what are you going to do after porn?
That is a very good question, and I've been thinking about that. Like, one thing I really, really want to do is, like, get behind the scenes. That's one thing. Like, you know, once I get my stuff off and running, then, you know, maybe just employ other girls. And then I want to open a swingers club.
A swingers club. Okay.
Yeah.
Yo, you've been to a lot of swinger parties?
Yeah, I do go to. Well, before I started porn, I would go a lot, but. Now that I do porn, I don't go as much. It's kind of like a sporadic thing. But, yeah, I mean, there's money to be made there.
What, a swinger club?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
I've been wanting to go to a swingers party.
We need to grow a swingers party.
Yeah,
that's where the money is at, right?
We need to grow one. Let's get it.
I mean, the swinger things are, like, it's kind of like, it's a good way to, like, network. If you go to, I mean, like, network and meet people who are, like-minded and, you know, different people, and just go to, like, sometimes fulfill a fantasy, you know, or just, you know, be with other people without, you know, being in trouble or sneaking behind your mate's back or anything like that. You still, you know how men like different things. So if you got a woman that's understanding of that, or you're a man that's understanding of that, when you go to the swingers club, you know, you can play with other people, you know, get that need out of your system to be with somebody different and go home and possibly make love to your wife or girlfriend afterwards or whatever. Or while you're there. Well, some people just go to watch other people, just warriors, you know. So.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a lot to be said there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Try to get that pop lock it and drop it. also, in the chat room, are you interested in doing other movies?
I'm still open to doing more things with people. So yeah, I'm not totally against that. Opportunities haven't been presented that much lately. So basically, okay, just working. Yeah, just working on getting my stuff together.
Just getting your out there, your brand, and all of that, which is good, you know, for only being in the industry a year and a half.
Yeah.
You're doing pretty good, I may say so myself.
He said it plenty of times.
I'm a fan. He's a fan.
Thank you.
And congratulations. And a matter of fact, congratulations on a few nominations that you have received.
Yeah, I was nominated. I haven't won yet, but, you know, it's good to be nominated or recognized anyway. But maybe next year, if always next year, we'll see what happens.
How much longer do you plan on doing porn?
I give myself another, I'd say, maybe 2 to 3 years, is that.
Okay.
So, I really...
Business plan together after the 2 or 3 years, you have the business plan together and investment thing, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I've actually been talking to, you know, a couple of people that are in the lifestyle that have kind of deep pockets. And I kind of put the bug in their ear already that, you know, this is something we should try to look into. And we're just trying to think of a good location. I wouldn't mind doing one up here in New York because I was up here a couple weeks ago, and we were looking for one, and we were really hard-pressed to find a good one. So,
okay,
you know, like the ones that we're used to going to.
And there's a lot of freaks out there, too. They just in the closet. They undercover.
Yeah, right. I know.
Word.
You'd be surprised.
We got some more questions from the chat room. They want to know, are you currently dating?
Are you in a relationship right now?
No, I don't have a boyfriend right now. I don't have a girlfriend or any significant other at the moment. But
okay.
I'm not looking, but I'm not, like, opposed to it.
Okay,
that's cool. Well, of course, you got to be somebody that's understanding to your career.
Exactly.
Know, can't just have anybody.
Yeah.
But, we got, have you ever been married before?
Nope, never been married. No kids. Probably that might have been the next question. But never been married, don't have any kids. I've been engaged twice, but didn't go through with them.
That's okay. We're going to give a round of applause for that.
They were just, it was, I saw that they wouldn't end good. You know, I could kind of foresee that. So I was like, nah, this isn't going to work. Let me stop this now.
You're going to regret. You already know.
Okay, so. It says, what got you interested in porn?
It's kind of a long story, but I'll try to make it, you know, kind of short. I honestly had did one scene a long time ago, probably like in 2004, 2005. And the scene, it didn't really go like as well as I had hoped or whatever. I mean, we didn't even finish the scene. Like, the scene didn't finish, but the dude still posted on his website. And, like, people wanted to see more of me, but I was like, at the time, I was, like, too reserved, and I was like, nah, I can't do this. My family, blase, blase, blase. So that didn't really fly. And then, you know, a couple years ago, I have a friend named Danny Black, who hosted a lot of swinger parties in Maryland, and he also does his own, like, porn thing. He makes his own movies and DVDs and things like that. And I would go to his parties, and he would be like, have you ever thought about doing porn? And I told him, I said, well, I dabbled, you know, once. He's like, you really should, you really should try it. You know, I think you'll be a hit or whatever. And I was like, I don't know. And he asked me about for about 6 months straight. And then so I finally, I was like, you know what? Might as well give it a try. So I did it. I kind of wish I had stayed, you know, or continued when I first started. Because I think I probably, things would have been a lot different. I probably would have had my swingers club by now, but I think things would be a lot different. And the game was a lot different, you know, 5, 6 years ago than it is now, too. So, yeah,
so
but,
I was going to ask you, do you like doing male porn or lesbian porn, or is there,
which
or
one
does
do
it
you
matter?
Prefer? Like, which one do you like best? Do you like being with the women more? Is that more comfortable with you? Or do you know you like doing the men dirty?
I don't know, because I've done a couple of lesbian scenes. I've done, you know, a couple girl-girl-boy scenes. The girls, I don't know, I kind of like, I think what I like the most is probably the girl-girl-boy scene, where I got a little bit of both, you know? and we both doing the guy dirty. So, I think those are the ones I like the most.
You like the most one is you, another girl, and a guy.
Yeah.
That's what it is, because y'all both get to this dorm room. One's on the D, one's on the face. That's what it is.
Yeah, and then sometimes the girls like being done wrong, too, you know. So sometimes the girls like a little slapping and choking and me to sit on their face, too, you know.
Oh, damn. Okay. How did you get to pick up with porn star extraordinaire Sarah J?
How did I hook up with her?
Yeah.
Okay. She was really good friends with Jay Cannon, which I met Jay Cannon through Damali Explosives. I don't know if you heard of her, and Johnny Slim. They introduced, because Jay Cannon has his own website, Dirty South Digital, which I'm on his site, and he wanted to shoot with me, and then we decided to go to Exotica in Miami last year. And when we went to Miami, he introduced me to Sarah because she was there. He was like, I want you to meet my good friend. I had no clue who Sarah J was. I was like, I don't know who she is. I was like, oh, she's some white girl. And so when I started following her on Twitter, at the time she had like 50,000 followers. She had a lot of followers. I was like, wow, you know, she must be really popular. So we hung out that night after the show, went to dinner. We just kind of clicked from there, and we've been friends pretty much ever since.
That's good. Yeah, she speaks. She represents you. I went to her website. We checked the website out last night. She'd be representing you hard, so it's a good look.
Oh, that is. I haven't been to her site in a minute, but I do check it out like once a month or so to see what she got going on there.
A lot. She got a lot going on.
No. So she's real cool. You know, and like I said, I never would have expected, you know, to meet her. Like I said, I was, you know, we just were introduced through somebody else and just clicked, and you know. It's good and find people like that, you know, that's, you know, real or whatever. And you know, she's not like all on herself and things like that, because, you know, a lot of people do know who she is. We'll be places and you hear people whispering, Sarah J, you know, whatever. So it's funny, but, you know, she takes it, you know, all with a grain of salt, you know. So cool.
You gotta take it. You know, you in this industry, you know people be talking shit all the time.
Do they have corned beef and all that? Like,
it does.
Well, I know Brian Pumper gets the beef with everybody.
Besides Brian Pumper, it is corned beef. I seen corned beef on Twitter last night.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of that beef going on. I try to stay out of it because I don't really like a lot of drama. I just like being, you know, me. And sometimes, I've been caught in the middle of time or two with people who don't get along with each other. But I get along with everybody. I mean, as far as I know, I don't have no beef with nobody. If I do, they haven't made it known. They don't have, you know what I'm saying? So to me, it's unprofessional, especially to do it, like, all on Twitter and stuff like that, and that kind of, if you got a problem with somebody, there's other ways to handle it than, you know, cussing them out on Twitter or wherever else you're going to cuss them out at, you know, you can do that. I'm pretty sure they have. Huh?
Yeah, isn't that petty, just going in on Twitter, like Twitter beef and crazy shit like that? That shit is crazy.
Yeah. only time I cut up on people is like when I get ignorant people on my timeline. But you know what? I learned that they just want attention, so I just block them. Block. And sometimes I report them for spam. Get your account deleted.
On Twitter, he gonna block your ass.
He gonna block your ass.
Yeah. I don't be a child. I don't like all that negative attention.
We want to say shout out to Vince. Vince is live right now. He's representing the Middle East, so he is somewhere over there in the Middle East now. And he's live in the chat room with us right now. The chat room's going crazy. They like, they was like, my kind of woman. They loving you right now.
Thanks, guys.
Loving you right now. But he had a question. He just asked basically, if you ever met the right man, quote, you know, the right man, would you give up porn instantly? You know, like, would you just give it up right away?
I think I would, you know, if it was beneficial to both of us, you know, to give it up, I would, you know. If people say, oh, you ain't really into it, if people give up a lot of things for love, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's people who've given up other careers for love, not just porn, you know. Somebody may have been, you know, a stockbroker and, you know, really loved, you know, broken stocks or whatever. And they found somebody they were in love with that lived, you know, wherever, and they moved to be with that person. So, you know, if it was the right person, if the right person came along and they wanted me to stop, I would, you know.
All right, that's what's up. So, you know, Vince, if you ever get to meet Marche, and you're the right man, she might give up the porn industry for you, all right?
Just might.
So, you
may have to disjoin her, who knows?
Marche, I want you to stay on the line. We're about to get into this joint. We're just going to play one song.
Well, yeah, like, I want to ask you, like, you know how they be coming out in the flicks and stuff like that? Like, they got the rapping music in the background and shit, like, the chicks be dancing, you know, shaking their ass and stuff like that.
Oh,
you got
I'm in one of that. Huh?
You got, like, a theme song or anything?
I don't have a theme song. Yeah, I don't have. But, you know, people always, whenever I'm on their shows, they always play any song that got something to do with a big ass. So,
well, I don't know. I just might have the perfect theme song. We're going to check it out right now. You just let me know. We can send it to you, whatever, so you can get it popping. I can get on and get it in the flick or something.
All right, sounds good. I'm down.
We live on Street Fresh with your girl, Miss Marche. Be sure to hit her up on Twitter, Miss Marche, Triple X. You already know what it is. Miss Marche XXX. Be sure to follow her on Twitter, live and direct. We're about to get into the joint right now. You just let me know if it's popping enough for you. Maybe you can get down with the get down. Let's go.
All
right. Hey, you ain't talking shit if you ain't eating pussy, nigga. Quick for running they mouth like they on the nookie.
What?
On the first date, you feeling in the worst way. But I'm all about my cake, not just on my birthday. So come on, daddy, just show me the green. If you wanna get in between, or you want me to cream, you gotta eat it, get my pussy real clean. Open wide your tongue, touching my spleen. Keep moving like a machine, non-stop. You lick it from the front to the back, give me all you got. You can do a slow motion, keep hitting my spot. And when I come, daddy, lick me till my last drop. Is that serious? So fuck me good, even when it's my period. I'm only here for one night, no need to get intimate. It's our secret, we can leave out the witnesses. But don't be trying to front like you don't know what the business is. You ain't talking shit if you ain't eating pussy, cause don't try to spit if you ain't eating pussy, cause I ain't sucking dick even if you eating pussy, cause no lookie daddy if you ain't eating pussy, cause you ain't talking shit if you ain't eating pussy, cause don't try to spit if you ain't eating pussy, cause I ain't sucking dick even if you eating pussy, cause no lookie daddy if you ain't eating pussy, cause you niggas talk a good game, claiming that you never eat the pussy, I ain't saying no names. But best believe you're a lame. Yo, you ain't gotta do it. Just know your friend will put you to shame. So nigga, catch a clue. Cause this bitch just be creeping while you sleeping. She be sneaking like tennis shoes. You can eat it in the book and make it an interlude. Just admit you did it like buttons and interviews. Your tongue is top notch. Just the way you lick your lips lets me know that you like to do it a lot. You said you missed an act and let me from my back to my top. Your tongue is like a torsion if you tired and double knots. Some good head game. Yo, I like that kinky shit type shit that'll drop a bitch insane. The way you eat these cookies, you ain't had a meal in a day. You get it from a daddy, how he giving a good brain. You ain't talking shit if you ain't eating pussy, cause don't try to spin if you ain't eating pussy, cause I ain't sucking dick even if you eating pussy, cause no lookie daddy if you ain't eating pussy, cause you ain't talking shit if you ain't eating pussy, cause don't try to spin if you ain't eating pussy, cause I ain't sucking dick even if you eating pussy, cause no lookie daddy if you ain't eating pussy, cause eat it with ease. Make this bitch scream, get on both knees. Do it for the team, got good reports. Come and play on my court. Can't be a novice in this contact sport. You gotta step forth and eat my pussy, baby. You wanna be my lover and drive me crazy. Oh, I don't wanna be your lady. You got a sweet tooth, I satisfy your craving. Yeah, so we're going down tonight. Not gonna say it twice, please lift the cookies right. Make me put up a fight. Legs higher than a kite, a right to face like a bite. Hey, it doesn't matter the feet. I'll be smoking on some trees while you aiming to please. Long as it's me, get on both knees. Do it for me while I focus on this TV screen. Say cheese. You ain't talking shit if you ain't eating pussy, cause don't try to spit if you ain't eating pussy, cause I ain't sucking dick even if you eating pussy, cause no lookie daddy if you ain't eating pussy, cause you ain't talking shit if you ain't eating pussy, cause don't try to spit if you ain't eating pussy, cause I ain't sucking dick even if you eating pussy, cause no lookie daddy if you ain't eating pussy, cause
Streets Radio, Fresh Fridays. Just got into that joint right there. Miss Fifi eating pussy. Yes. Miss Marche, you still on the line?
I'm still here.
So what do you think of that joint? Can we get that in your next movie?
Sounds good. Sounds good. It definitely can work it in.
So, you know, low end. Or something like
word.
That. No, it don't got to be long. Just put it in there real quick.
Word.
Bong, bong. Hey, you heard it, world.
You heard
she agreed. So now we just got to talk to the sister, make sure everything goes through, right?
Yeah, I have to do it on the scene with somebody eating pussy.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. In the beginning of the scene, of the intro.
Do the booty pop dance and this shit, and then had a nigga coming down there to push his head down and like, you ain't talking shit.
Okay.
I'm so concept in my brain right now.
So that was just song.
They want to know live in the chat room. Did you like? What's your preference of men? Do you like tall men, short men? Are they meaning tall as in tall or like a tall penis?
If they're talking about their actual height, I prefer guys that are either my height or taller. Like I'm 5'6". So maybe a couple of inches taller because I like to wear heels a lot. And now, I don't know. I just feel funny when I'm walking with somebody that's shorter. So, I mean, I don't have nothing against short guys, but, you know, sometimes. I just feel like I'm a crush a short or a skinny guy. That's
short. Just get on the website. You can watch her from there. You know what I mean? You like big
boobs.
I like average to bigger guys, you know. And that's simply because, like I said, I always feel like I'm a crush a skinny guy. So, you know.
Yeah, so you seem pretty, you know, standard.
Normal.
As far,
I guess you could say normal.
Yeah. As far as that. Yeah, those scenes do be a little crazy, and
outrageous.
They turn my stomach sometimes watching them. So,
yeah.
I know what you're
watching that shit for anyway.
You never seen the Ghetto Gaggers, Doctor?
No, I have not.
Come on, I'm sorry. I've been the Ghetto Gaggers.
No, I didn't do Ghetto Gaggers, but...
No, I'm saying, I know you said it's not Ghetto Gaggers specifically, but it's sort of down the same line.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the actual site, it was, I think it's called Black on Black Crime or something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Like I said, I'm not proud of that scene, but a lot of people have seen it because they'll hit me on Twitter and I'm like, oh, I just saw your scene, and they was like, I loved it or whatever, I don't know. So I was like, oh, y'all sick. Yeah, I like that, but nothing surprises me anymore.
I'm quite sure nothing, especially being in that industry, nothing really is not going to surprise you. You probably have seen a little bit of everything.
Yeah, I have now. Yeah, it's funny because before some things, like, I never even thought of. But, since I've been in the industry, you know, there's so many different things that people will pay to see, you know. And it's shocking to me, you know, but, hey, these people have their thing.
Yep. They got those crazy fetishes and all that kind of stuff. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've done some fetish stuff with my girl Caramel Dream. We call her the Ebony Fetish Queen.
Okay.
So we do, I've done some things with her. mainly like some silly stuff, but stuff people still want to see. Like, we've done like balloon popping, like we'll blow up the balloons and we'll sit on them and pop them with our ass and stuff.
People are paying.
People pay to watch us blow up balloons and sit on them and pop them with our butt. Or stomach, or lay on them and pop them, or whatever. We did like some giantess stuff, which the giantess is kind of like where you buy these little matchbox cars and step on them like you're a giant walking through the street or something. So we stepped on some cars. We've done bubble gum where we blow and chew bubble gum and pop it.
Wow.
We've done like some food.
I said people are crazy as hell.
Yeah, crazy. They like to see all of that, like burping, farting. We've done some foot fetish stuff. Yeah. We've done like people like to watch people like drive, like pedal pushers. So like we filming our feet just driving, pressing the gas and brake pedal. I mean, but yeah, there's some things that I thought was really silly, and they are kind of silly, but people pay to see that stuff. Like,
oh, well, they want to see it, and they're willing to pay, and you're willing to do it.
Exactly.
It will get done, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Now, being in the industry and everything like that, we always hear stories of, like, the stereotypes and, like, the pay of being a black porn star and being a white porn star. Is there any big difference in the pay area?
I think there is. I don't know numbers exactly, but
yeah,
you know, I think there is a bigger difference in being a white porn star or a black porn star, or being a plus size or BBW or whatever you want to call it. there's definitely going to be a difference, and that's always going to be based on demand, you know. A lot of people, you know, still like black porn is I don't know how to word it, but it's still kind of like, you know, a lot of people still don't watch a whole lot of black porn, and if they do, you know, it's you know, they want to get it for free or whatever. But I think there is a difference in pay, honestly, in being a white porn star versus a black one, and even being, you know, a bigger porn, like, you know, plus size of BBW versus, you know, being a smaller or average size girl, for sure.
Okay.
And it's going to be, there are differences. I don't know exact numbers, but I definitely know that, you know, more white girls get more work than black girls.
Yeah. You can just like porn websites and all that, and you can see that. You know what I mean? There's like more white girls and all that. But no, I personally, I like black porn because they don't be bullshitting. They get down with the get down.
There's like, no crazy stupid scenes.
Yeah,
like,
some crazy stupid storyline.
No
storyline. All that, like. I don't want to see you acting. What the fuck? You know what I mean? I guess it's stupid. They wasting all that money. They got all that money on the production. It's like, what are you wasting all that money for? Like, I guess some people like that. I don't know, but
yeah.
I just like to see what I want to see. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. I see. Some people do like the storylines, and some people just like straight to business. Me, myself, I prefer, like, a little bit of storyline, but not like a whole drawn out thing, you know, like a feature film. I don't need a feature presentation. I like a little bit of a storyline, you know.
A little bring all the scenes together or whatever.
Right.
So it just
yeah.
ain't random or whatever, but you know what I mean.
Like there's a movie I did called Grown and Sexy, number two. And it had a little bit of a storyline. I was checking in a hotel. You know, basically I went to the hotel, checked in, they gave me the suite, I went in my suite, started masturbating, and the bellman came in. You know? So it was a little bit of a storyline, but you know what I'm saying? Just something like that, you know? Not a whole, you know, production. I don't need all that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we have people in the chat room, like I said, and this guy, he wants a black woman for at least a night. So is there any way that this could get set up? Do you date? Like, do you copies or no? Is it just porn?
I do have dates, you know. I have a website where you can book a date with me as well. It's MissMarchetTripleX.com. There you can, you know, book a date with me.
All right. No, I'm talking to the chat room. Like, there it is. There you go. Go to the website, and you can book a date with Miss Marche.
That means you got to fly around and everything like that. Don't be cheap.
Oh, of course.
Exactly, yeah. Right, all of that.
Like,
and make sure you can fulfill that wish list.
Oh, yeah, that wish list is funny. I like my wish list. I've gotten some nice gifts off of there. You know, you'd be surprised. Yeah. But at first, I didn't think it worked, but, you know, I don't get a whole lot of gifts like some of my other friends, you know. Like, Sarah J gets, like, 4 or 5 packages a week. Same with my other girl, Dream. They get a lot of packages. I get probably one a month.
That's okay. We gonna get it up to 2 or 3 right now live on Streets Radio. They wanted to give them gifts.
Huh?
I told them to give them gifts. Women love gifts, so give. Yes, if you want to keep, I got to say.
Yes, I love my gifts. It's good to get something in the mail because, like, I don't check the site every day. So, like, the only time I know I'm getting something is, like, when it comes, I have a box at a UPS store. They'll send me an email or a text saying I have a package. And I'm like, yay, you know. But, yeah, like once a month right now. But hopefully it'll pick up. I be tweeting that wish list 3 or 4 times a day. I'm like, yeah, somebody.
People in the chat room, they mad funny talking about he got a caddy. Great. You can ride. Nah, she don't want to ride. You got to get her one. Get her a matching caddy.
Tell him I want a pink Cadillac.
Uh-oh,
you heard it. Peach Cadillac.
Get it.
My pink Cadillac.
Oh, a pink Cadillac, not a pink Cadillac.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Pink, baby. What do you think about the AVN?
AVN, I've gone to the shows, but I mean, to the expo, but I've never been to the awards. So I think it's a lot of politics in that, too. You know, the shows that I've gone to, a lot of times they're not as receptive to the AVN awards. Are really not that receptive, I think, to black BBW models. Some were, but there some, you know, the models that I know that went, they said that they did not have a good experience. I've never had a big problem with it, but, you know, people are rude and ignorant sometimes. And my thing is, like, if you don't like something, you know, that's fine. Somebody else does. You don't have to, like, try to embarrass that person or put that person down. You know, whatever the case may be is that they're doing, you know, somebody has a need or a want for that person. So you may not like it, but there are, you know, several other people that do. And if you don't like it, you know, keep that to yourself. Don't try to make the girl feel bad or, you know, diss her or whatever. You know, keep that opinion to yourself. You know, if you don't like it, just keep it moving. You ain't got to stand there and look at it. Just, you know, go on to the next person. Go to somebody you like looking at. That's how I feel about it. So, yeah, it's just people just are rude and ignorant sometimes, and that type of stuff pisses me off. So a lot of times I don't think I'll go back to AVN again. I've been twice, but I don't think I'll go again. And it's not really like, I spend more money going there than I do making it. Now, exoticas are a little bit different. Like, I like going to the exotica shows. They actually have one going on in L.A. right now, which I couldn't be at, but the next one is in Jersey in November, which I'll definitely be there. So those are a little bit more fun. There are a wider variety of people. There's more opportunities for you to make money. Because the AVN shows, they don't allow you to sell, you know, certain things, like you can't sell pictures of yourself and things like that. So, the rules are a lot different, whereas at Exotica, you can basically sell everything. You know, you can sell a picture. If somebody wants to take a picture with you, you can charge them $5, $10, $20, whatever you want to charge them to take a picture with you. But not at AVN, you can't do that. Yeah.
Oh,
so you spend a lot of money on the booth, but don't really make it back. Whereas Exotica, you can make that money back.
So they try to put a lot of rules and stipulations on there. Okay,
exactly.
I kind of figured that they try to make it look like it's something popping, like on TV and everything like that. But I kind of figured behind this, try to put a lot of stipulation on that.
Yeah, the first year I went, I had a blast. You know, I went with Danny. excuse me, and some other people, and we had a really good time. Last year I went, not so much. It was just, like, different. Just every, things were just a lot different. So, like I said, I made a, that will probably be the last time I go, unless somehow or another I get nominated for some type of award. But I don't know if that's going to happen with ABN. It's because it's very rare that they recognize, like, CDWs. But they did, Farrah Fox did win the ABN a couple of years ago. It's not, it wasn't this year, last year. So
okay.
I don't know who Farrah Fox is. She is a BBW model, a porn star. But, yeah, she did get recognized last year with an ABN, so. We're making progress slowly, but, you know.
For the BBWs out there in the world, baby, we, you know, you got to represent for the thickums. That's what I call it. We want to thank you. We want to thank you for the great, great interview. Please let the people know before we get up out of here where they could contact you at, your Twitter, your Facebook, all of that. And when is your next project dropping? You have an official date for the next project?
No, I don't have an official date for any projects just yet. As far as, like, right now, you can, you know, if you want to keep up to date with me, like, say, you can follow me on Twitter. And that's Miss Marche Triple X. I'll spell that for some of you guys. It's MSMARSHAEXXX. That's her Twitter. My Facebook page, I actually have too many friends on my regular Facebook page, but I do have a fan page. and the fan page is Miss Marche Triple X, but the word triple spelled out.
Okay.
I know your website, your personal website again.
Yes, my website is missmarche.com. That'll link you to my Rue page if you want to see some videos. And then missmarche.xxx.com if you want to book a date with me. Serious inquiries only.
You better have that guap up. Don't be bullshitting. You better have that guap olay. That's what we're about to be. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you,
guys.
We so love you, ladies.
Yes, yes. I definitely appreciate it, Miss Marche. You know, I'm going to hit you up on the Twitter and thank you, of course, publicly, you know what I mean? Because, you know, we've been cool for a while. I remember when I first started following you, you had like 6,000 followers or something. Now you're up to like, well, almost 17,000, 18,000 or something?
Yeah, almost 17. I need 93 more to get to 17,000. I'm getting there. Well, actually, 90 more. I just gained 3 followers. But yeah.
There you go, baby. Already know what it is. But thank you so much for calling us and hollering at us on Streets Radio. You already know you locked in for sure. And we're going to get that song to you so we can get a pop.
Thank you. Yeah, send that to me.
Thanks, Mama.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. That's what's up, man. Great interview right there. Miss Marche seems like a wonderful, humble person.
Yes.
Educated, you know, which you definitely need to be in business.
Right.
Whatever business that you're in. You know what I mean? She got her head on her shoulders, got a plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Doesn't plan on doing porno for the rest of her life. Like,
yeah.
Some of you bitches, you know. You know what I mean? So that's what's up. Definitely much love to her. Make sure to hit her up, like we said, on the Twitter, at Miss Marche XXX, you know what I mean? And, yes, she follows me, and I follow her. We follow each other. You know what I'm saying? She ain't one of those people that, just want mad followers and don't follow nobody. You hit her up, tell her follow you, she gonna follow you, you know what I'm saying? That's what's up. Definitely appreciate that. And like we said, man, check out her flicks, or, you know what I mean, if you want to book a date with her personally, hit up missmarche.com if you're not broke.
basically, you already know what it is. If you're not broke, you better hit her up. And she's a good-hearted person, cool person, humble. You don't find
Definitely.
Too many of those people nowadays. You already know what it is.
Definitely. So, now we got to get into the next segment.
Right.
You know what I mean? We got to get into this fresher mess. You know what I mean? So, like I said, we got Young Vinci going for his second week.
Right.
You know what I mean? He's going to go against Mississippi Sip.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody in the chat room and all that, please stay tuned. We're going to get into this next segment. I want y'all to let me know these next two songs, are they fresh or are they a mess? You know what I mean?
Basically. And explain to them what they have to do.
Oh, well, the basis of this segment is for the winner to win 4 weeks consecutively. You know, once they win 4 weeks consecutively, we give them a spot on the next mixtape, which will be dropping soon. Open Fire Volume 4 dropped like a couple of days ago, by the way, so go check that out. And we will put them in Royalty Magazine. You know what I mean? If you want to check that out, go to www.royalty.street.org.
Right.
You know what I mean? We got a section on there called Below the Radar, and that's where you will be. So we're about to get into this first joint. This is the we're going to get into the champion first?
Oh, we
want to do the challenger first?
Hey, we should do the challenger first. All right. You said
Mississippi
Sip, right?
Mississippi Sip, yeah. We're about to get into the challenger first. Mississippi Sip with Wheels Spinning Low. Let's go.
The bees, y'all can stop hating.
Yeah.
And like LaFleur say, I'm putting these diamonds in your face. And wanna be, y'all can stop hating. And like the strip say, I'm putting these diamonds in your face. Bitch, boy.
Yeah, yeah, Streets Radio, Fresh Fridays, your boy G3MZ. We getting into this Fresh or Mess segment. I mean, right there, that was the challenger, Mississippi Sip, with Wheels Spinning Low. You know what I mean? He's already getting some votes, so it's looking good right now for him.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't get into this next song yet.
Right.
So we about to get into this next song right now, and then I want y'all to let me know, is it Fresh or a Mess? You know what I mean? Let's get into it. Young Vinci, get your hands up.
Yeah, live wire. Came together. Spark it. I know you looking for a dude like me. Slick with the mouth, but he's smooth as me. Call me the doctor, new showstopper. Young heart throbber named Young Vinci. I see you look when the kid roll by. I know why, cause the eyes don't lie. Lie about the aura, I'ma have to call her. Show her how to live, when she messing with a baller. Got you thinking, go to the explorer. Stay fresh, yup, Mr. Clean's daughter. I got a brother in the city that I rep. From the east to the west, two-step with the best. I
Is your boy G3MZ. We getting into this Fresh or Mess segment right now. And oh, excuse me, damn.
He does that every week, guys.
Every week, I'm sorry. To all of my listeners. But anyway, I mean, we get into this Fresh or Mess segment. I mean, first joint we got into was Mississippi Sip with Will Spinning Low.
Mm-hmm.
It's looking good for him right now.
Mm-hmm.
Then we just got into the next joint, Young Vinci, which is the champion, going for his second week,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean, with Get Your Hands Up,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So right now it's kind of 50% with him. You know what I mean? He's getting some fresh votes, and he's getting some mess votes. So don't know. Be sure to keep voting. Hit us up on the Twitter at G3MZ718. Hit up at Miss Fifi NAB, you know what I mean? Or hit us up on the Facebook, G3MZ718, Miss Fifi NAB. Or hit up the phone line, 646-478-3243. Or hit us up in the chat room, www.live.streetsradio.com. Let us know what you think, you know what I mean? So we don't have that much time left, so we're just about to get into a nice little music run, you know what I mean? Got, like I said, got a whole bunch of new music, so we're about to get into that right now, you know what I mean? Let's go.
Certified banger, man.
I'm the one swinging dreads, rocking tats. Who be in the streets hustling, counting up racks.
I'm the one
who be swagging to the max. Man, I only smoke racks. Baby, you ain't got to ask. Car dashing like Kim. See, my money can't fold. I'm searching for nymphos. I get them alone. They shoot a dick like Mentos. I'm the one second figure. Letting something on the town. I'm feeling myself from the shit. Wipe me down. Made a purchase for the pound of that purple pine. I be so high, I gotta set my watch to mountain time. I'm getting money. Other shit ain't gonna amount to mine. It seems like every free moment I'm just counting down.
Got me, yeah. I got you. All right.
Let's go.
Superman. Take
take you any place you wanna go. We need rules, howdy all around the globe. We know
the yeah.
I keep you in that Gucci, Louis Prada, Christian Louis diamonds all around your collar. What you holler?
I'm Superman.
Okay, so where your main? He a lame. What his name? I got money in the bank. What you think?
Gang needs me, cause the gang cheesy. Niggas on some hoe shit and pimpin' can't eat me. They don't believe me, cause they can't read me. But I'm here to take over me and brick breezy. No rap, I just give him that clap like a bitch on fire, nigga. Shoulda came strapped. You been frightened, is that a fact? Well, I'm right here, nigga, where the fuck they at? Black, black. Nigga, get back, never been a bitch, nigga, nigga, never do I slack. You don't know what I do with a Uzi, been clapping that boy's in the rush before I seen a movie. I've been pimping since pimping was, pimping cuz. You just imagine what'll happen when I get my buzz. Speedboat, tearing up island, you bitch. Passenger seat with a teeth grinding. Yeah, yeah.
Any place you wanna go, we can roll, Saudi all around the globe. You know Superman. I keep you in that Gucci, Louis Prada, Christian Louis diamonds all around your collar. What you holler? Superman. Get to where your main, he a lame. What his name? I got money in the bank. What you think?
Superman.
Just fly, make a scene. I mean, ain't no way.
Goddamn, hold up, show the slow up. Face pretty, body shaped like a cola. You got a man for what? I mean, so what? Wide body, I ride it like a rover. Patron and Corona, a lot of Doja. We get high, then I beat it till we sober. Your man took a loser, he ain't no soldier. Them legs shaking, him beat it like he's supposed to. I beat it like I'm supposed to. Yeah, I told ya. Spread them legs, baby, let me get closer. I nicknamed the soda. I make it shake till I explode. My keep your composure. Thought it was over. I said no, sir. I sucked that pussy to a fucking swole up. Ain't a ghost girl up. You young fuck. That's why when gang is down, I'm hoes go numb.
Take it any place you wanna go. We can roll, howdy all around the globe. You know. You in that Gucci Louis Prada, Christian Louis diamonds all around your collar. What you holler?
Superman.
Kick away your main, he a lame. What his name? I got money in the bank. What you think?
Superman.
To fly, make a scene. I mean, ain't no lame. Back to kryptonite, corruption, and my team. Straight B.
They gotta hear you on this one.
Come on, better get down, bro. We take off, take off. We
record execs, while they're sleeping, they were snoring. Howling, I'm the one that falling, huh? And now the same dude calling, trying to get me back, see me pull up in them boys. And I'm like, God bless, but homie, you're straight though. Got my own team to put out, it's time to make dough. If my back against the wall, I'm backing somebody down. I ain't playing no games, it's real this time around. After 16 balls, we can go a whole round. It's like you buying an ounce, but you can buy a whole pound. Like a line to a mouse, I'm breaking these hoes down. This the realest shit, I'm probably gonna say out of my mouth. I wanna be the best chick, I wanna be the best out. You can be the best chick, I'm gonna be the best out.
Maybach music.
I'm smoking dope. I'm on my cell phone. I'm selling dope straight off the iPhone. He want a quote. He talking nine zone. He bought four, I find he five more. Nine piece, straight eight balls. MJG, bitch, I got eight balls. Nine piece, straight eight balls. MJG, bitch, I got eight balls.
Shiny cars with them ghetto superstars in them. New J's, 501 hard in them. Big K's, will not hesitate to pop them. Memphis being like a nigga living in Gotham. Eight ball, why they call him eight ball? Cause in the hood he used to hit him with them eight balls. Slab rider, Ace Town, love prices. Unbelievable profits and beautiful Latin bitches. Hot weather, had a jack of trigger finger itching. Nigga scared of time, end up in a room snitching. I'm in the sun, nigga burning on a big swisher. Getting richer, ain't no time for you broke bitches.
I'm smoking dope, I'm on my cell phone. I'm selling dope, straight off the iPhone. He want a quote, he talking nine zone. He bought four, I find him five more. Nine piece, straight eight balls. MJG, bitch, I got eight balls. Nine piece, straight eight balls. MJG, bitch, I got eight balls.
Man, I used to touch work. You just sent your homies out to do the dirt. Listen first, y'all really don't normally hear me brag about kids. But in the 90s, I done took plenty back to this shit. I'm talking money and work. Man, we had it by the piles. We was out 55 like it's going out of style, out of style. What you know about them birds down in Texas? Taped up and greased up so they go undetected. Them small town boys coming by the shit load. Shipping in together, trying to get the big load. At one time, I could have got you whatever you needed. Your appetite was greedy, I was the one who could feed it. From Memphis to Texas, I could feel your order. Cause of what you paid, I only paid a quarter. Only a fraction of it, cause I'm right here by the border. They should have made a show about me, called a show order.
I'm smoking dope, I'm on my cell phone. I'm selling dope. Straight off the iPhone. He want a quote. He talking nine zone. He bought four. I find him five more. Nine piece. Straight eight balls. MJG, bitch, I got eight balls. Nine piece. Straight eight balls. MJG, bitch, I got eight balls. Swap house. Still independent. Distribution Mexican. He still sending. No contract. Take my word, send a 100-pack, bitch, steal my bird. Shoebox, no shoes in them, and the two-seater, me and two women, no Def Jam. Went solo, took your custody, prices so low. I'm smoking dope, I'm on my cell phone. I'm selling dope, straight off the iPhone. He want a quote, he talking nine zone. He bought four. I find him five more. Nine piece, straight eight balls. MJG, bitch, I got eight balls. Nine piece, straight eight balls. MJG, bitch, I got eight balls.
Yeah.
east side and whoop my nephew from the Blue Division Crip Gang.
Yay! Yay! Yeah, we're still on the West Coast, baby. Oh, what's up? Your boy Classic Malone, Blue Division, Snoop Dogg. Yeah,
east side,
east side,
east side, east side, whoop my nephew.
Yeah,
east side, whoop my nephew.
Radio, let's go.
East side, whoop my nephew from the Blue Division Crip Gang. Crip, Crip Gang. Crip, Crip Gang. East side, whoop my nephew from the Blue Division Crip Gang. Crip, Crip Gang. Crip, Crip, Crip Gang. East side, whoop my nephew from the Blue Division Crip Gang. Crip, Crip Gang. Crip, Crip Gang. East side, whoop my nephew from the Blue Division Crip Gang. Crip, Crip Gang. Crip, Crip, Crip Gang.
Yeah, the flag navy blue, the loaf's black. See the blood getting love, where the loaf's at? About time that somebody bought the loaf's back. Like I swear got sold, it's the low jack. Yeah, I found it, took it, then I washed it. Rinse the germs off, then I put it in my pocket. You had it wrong, let me show you how to rock it. Truth is, you had it on opposite. Swap it, you know what it is. To the left, Beyonce with the beard. I saw my kids, and they ain't even here, man. Ladies know, serving dick, that's a rip thing. No disrespect to them niggas repping dip gang, but nigga, this
Crip gang.
No disrespect to them niggas repping dip gang, but nigga, this
Crip gang. Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division Crip gang. Crip, Crip gang. Crip, Crip gang. Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division Crip gang. Crip, Crip gang. Crip, Crip, Crip gang. Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division Crip gang. Crip, Crip gang. Crip, Crip gang. Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division Crip gang. Crip, Crip gang. Crip, Crip, Crip gang.
Blue paint, blue whales when I'm dipping through. Halogen, so the headlights crippin' too. Ride deep, you can catch me with a crip or two. And a Mossberg pump that'll cripple do. Hit a ripple fool, ass hold the appetite. We don't slang, hang, bang, nor rap alike. I'm special like the rag that I wear. Same color blood is before we expose the air. Yeah, make me a true G. That's why your baby mama wanna do me. And I'ma let her serve her dick, man. She wanted daddy since she turned 16. And no, I ain't trying really this game when I say, but nigga, this. And no, I ain't trying really this Wayne when I say, but nigga, this.
Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division Crip Gang. Crip, Crip Gang. Crip, Crip Gang. Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division Crip Gang. Crip, Crip Gang. Crip, Crip, Crip Gang. Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division Crip Gang. Crip, Crip Gang. Crip, Crip Gang. Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division Crip Gang. Crip, Crip Gang. Crip, Crip, Crip Gang.
Yeah, yeah, Streets Radio, Fresh Fridays, your boy G3MZ. Of course, got the co-pilot, Miss Fifi, holding it down. You got some fans. You earned some fans today.
Oh, I earn fans every day.
True, true indeed, true indeed. Well, I earned some today. Too.
Exactly.
It's a good day for me. But, yeah, man, just got some nice music and all that, you know what I mean? Shout out to homie G Malone, just played his joint right there, Eastside, and, you know what I mean, and played a whole bunch of other joints. But, yeah, man, like I said, if you want to send your music for Streets Radio, make sure you send it to FreshFridaysMP3s@gmail.com. You know what I mean? We only got a couple minutes left in the show. Mm-hmm. I mean, I want to definitely thank everybody for tuning in. You know what I mean? Hitting us up on the chat room, Twitter, Facebook, and all that. And, of course, definitely want to thank Miss Marche. You know what I mean? Definitely, definitely want to thank her for the great interview. You know what I mean? It was a great interview. Had a blast, you know what I mean? So definitely make sure you hit her up on Twitter at Miss Marche XXX or hit up her website, MissMarche.com. You know what I mean? So like I said, man, thanks everybody tuned in. You know what I mean? We're going to be here again next week. Same place, same time, Streets Radio. You know what I mean? If you want to tune in, we got Miss Fifi show going on tomorrow, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern time. Mm-hmm. Well, that's if this fucking hurricane doesn't hit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Hopefully it don't hit too crazy, and we could do the show anyway. You know what I mean? But if not, then we're
going to be taking cover.
Yeah,
somewhere.
We'll be taking cover in the closet or the bathroom or somewhere.
Somewhere.
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, all jokes aside, though, for real. I mean, God bless everybody, you know what I mean? Hopefully everything turns out cool with this not the earthquake, the hurricane and all that. You know what I mean? But yeah, it's crazy week. We had an earthquake first a couple of days ago over here on the East Coast, and now we're getting a hurricane. Like, what the fuck is going on? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, man. Niggas better grip them Bibles up, you know what I'm saying? Word up. But like I said, man, if you're in Kansas City, it's going down tomorrow. I forgot to even mention that. The whole show is going down. Shout out AD the General holding it down in KC, son. Kansas City, Missouri, if y'all don't know. Grits and gravy, you know what I mean? It's going down. Elegant Hoodness musical program going down tomorrow night at Blanca's. You know what I mean?
And the address is 1809 Graham Boulevard, Kansas City, Missouri. That's downtown KC. It's going down in the town. Got the Elegant Hoodness musical program, the second edition. We've been there once. Came there again to wreck shop. You already know how we do it, baby. Giving artists maximum media exposure to the world. Be sure to check out the website, eleganthoodness.ning.com. Also check out the blogspot, eleganthoodnessmusicalprogram.blogspot.com. Hit us up. Let us know what's popping. Be sure to follow it on Twitter, eleganthoodness. We in there like swimwear.
Yeah, that's what it is. And it's definitely going down in New York like always. Every month it goes down in New York. Next show in New York will be September 21st at Club Pyramid. You know what I mean? So if you want to get involved with that, be sure to hit up AD the General, hit up Miss Phoebe NAB, hit up Special Gift _ NAB, hit up me, G3MZ718. You know what I mean? Anybody that's Team NAB official. You know what I mean? Not these fake motherfuckers that run around trying to book people and take their money and all that. Make sure they official before you give up that bread.
Do not
fuck
with the fakes and snakes. Do not do it to yourself. There's a lot of them out there trying to be imitated, but you cannot clone real G's. So just pay attention and understand it. If we tweeting a name, if you hear us mention a name, and they fucking with NAB team name, then you know it's official. Don't fuck with the rest.
That's it, you know what I mean? Like we said, hit us up on Twitter, Facebook, and all that. Streets Radio, hit up G3MZ718, hit up Miss Fifi NAB. You know what I mean? Like I said, man, once again, fat shout out to the chat room, Mark Staten. He was wilding out the whole show. You know what I mean? It was cool, it was cool. He wanted to get with Miss Marche, so he got to hit up that website.
Gotta have that
book that date.
Also, shout out to Vince repping the Middle East. We had the far, far east movement in the building. That's crazy.
Yeah, we had the Middle East. So he was ducking gunshots and bombs and all
that
just to listen to the show. So shout out to him and the whole Middle East.
Shout out
Free Palestine.
Yeah, word up. Shout out to my boo, Herbic Tugman. You already know what it is, baby. Represent for you all day, every day, PNC Radio. You already know what it is. Also, shout out to Bless. He was tuned in live but not regularly. He said he's tuned in. Shout out to everybody that was tuned in, matter of fact, on Twitter, Facebook,
everybody.
Be sure to stay tuned with us. Of course, live and direct, we will be tomorrow, hopefully. If the weather permits us to be here, we will be here with y'all rocking out with NAB tomorrow afternoon from 5 to 7 p.m. going down here on Streets Radio, live.streetsradio.com or streetsradio.com. Also, be sure to check out the newest issue of Royalty Magazine and all of that. Get it?
Yeah. Like we said, we got Royalty Magazine. If you want to get in that, hit us up. You know what I mean? Let us know what's what. Royalty.streets.org is the website. Like I said before, if you want to send in some music or whatever, send it to FreshFridaysMP3s@gmail.com. And, we got an announcement to winner, too, for Fresh MS.
Okay. Let me look on your
Tally the votes real quick.
Tally the votes.
Yeah, man. So it was a good show. I mean, so definitely. Next week, we should be interviewing my homegirl, an up-and-coming actress. She's not a porn actress, unfortunately, but...
How you going to say unfortunately? Great.
She's a regular actress, you know what I mean? And she's doing her thing. She's doing, like, she done some commercials. She's doing, like, little movies and stuff like that. Her name is Laura Aguinaga, I think. Like, her last name is crazy. I think I'm pronouncing it right. Laura Aguinaga. She's going to be up here next week, going down.
Okay.
So, yeah, definitely make sure you tune in for that. And, yeah, we've got some other interviews that's going to get lined up and all that. So, yeah, definitely stay tuned, man. Streets Radio.
And if you like, if you would like to be interviewed, you know what to do. Hit us up. Hit up FreshFridaysMP3s@gmail.com or hit up NABMP3s@gmail.com. Let us know that you want to get in tune with something. Oh, okay. Here's the books right here. Shout out to Mad Scientist.
All right. Yo, Mad Scientist, don't worry. I got you next week, man. I ain't get a chance to play your joint this week, but I got you next week. Don't worry, all right? How's it looking?
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Mississippi Sip
is...
Shout out to Mississippi Sip. I mean, congratulations. You're the official new winner. Yo, shout out to Young Vinci. He held it down. You know what I mean? For a week. He was up here for a second week. Unfortunately, he didn't get to, you know what I mean, proceed on. But, you know what I mean? That's what it is, man. You got to let the people know to vote for you. You know what I mean? Like, come on. What are you supposed to do? How else you expect to win? Let the people know. You know what I mean? You call up your damn self. Disguise your voice or something. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, shout out to Mississippi Sip. He's a new winner. He'll be going up against a new challenger next week. So be sure. Tune in, man. Fresh Fridays, every Friday, 8 p.m. right here. Streets Radio. Peace.
Yeah. I think we just tired of hearing the bullshit. We tired of y'all telling us what we supposed to listen to. I think we just want something realer. Go.
My name Grab, y'all. God damn it, I'm poppin'. Got a hot hand and that's rapid. Got about 9 grand in my pocket. But your whole lifespan in my wallet, nigga. I am the one poppin'. Got a hot hand and it's vodkin'. It's that non-flame and I cock it. The whole fine family of cotton niggas. I'm the one that they lied to. The one they never did get props to. Now I'm taking that mask off. Don't be asking who shot you, nigga. New artists, what's good with them? Got bigger artists, just pushing them. That's good for them. Nigga, look behind me. Whole bunch of them hoodlums, no good in them. Pay, my niggas, crazy. My shit, AK. Repo man on payday. Take mine, fuck yours. My niggas to kill you. You rather loud, but real niggas don't feel you.
I got them spaced out, I got them laced out, I got them painkillers. Dum, I got that overload, I got that overdose, I got some painkillers. Dum, they can't fucking feel, this ain't fucking real. I got some painkillers. Dum, I got some big teeth, shot I'm addicted. I got some painkillers.
Real dude, real shit. Real talk, real spit. Yo, fans, they my fiends. I'll get in the rod and they feel sick. So I hit their ass with that morphine. Tell a friend, bring morphine. I'm all man, I'm all swag, I'm all clean. Chlorine, soft slick, all shame. Gone ham, pork beans. Son of y'all, offspring. Got your bitch down to the false spring. Niggas run the spot, you standing in. I'm standing out, you standing in. I'm standing in Grand Canyon. About to knock down a damn cramp stand. Nigga, hold up, you can't win. Amen. I write checks, ink splash now everywhere. My checkbook look like Lil Wayne's skin. You faking, my checkbook, I'm dating. Nah, man, I'm taking, I'm gone ham, faking, I'm faking, boy.